from creating a codependency relationship. That's what happened to me. I created codependency with my children and friends and family members because I always wanted to be available. I thought that's what love does, and I fell into a trap. You see, when a woman trusts herself and truly provides her own validation, she stops making poor choices. When a woman stops being vulnerable and volunteering to save, to fix, to enable, or tolerate bad behavior, she will no longer act like a victim. You see, I tolerated a lot of things as a child, not knowing that wasn't normal. I wanted to fix mama who was depressed. I wanted to help my daddy who was sad from the divorce. I didn't recognize alcoholism from my stepfather. So I adapted by becoming the hero. I adapted by becoming the rescuer and the fixer. And that just transferred all the way into my marriage and into my parenting skills and my friendships. And learning to love smart with your heart helps you to grow stronger in choosing friends and dates and mates. Falling in and out of love can make you dizzy. It's a sign that you were addicted to some kind of crazy love. I know when I was young, I was a hopeless romantic. Maybe falling in and out of love is a sign that it really isn't love. Some people just like the idea of being in love, the romantics. You see, if you're falling in and out of love, you gotta stop and check yourself. If you're falling, is that love? If love isn't lifting you up, if love doesn't come home, if love doesn't return your calls, if your life is on hold and you can't eat or sleep or work or study or pray, that's not love. If love isn't loving you back in return, you got to stop in the name of love and love yourself before you give your heart, your soul, your body, your dreams, your money, your time, and your peace of mind away. While dating, make sure that you are both looking for the same thing. Sometimes people are not seeking a soulmate or a helpmate. They're just looking for a playmate. I hope you'll take the time to review this CD often and get my book, Love Smart with Your Heart, so that you can hear more about how to be empowered with loving your children, your mate, your friends, your family members, even the people you work with. When you learn how to love smart, you won't become a victim, you won't volunteer, you won't be vulnerable, you'll become victorious in overcoming the tricks and the traps and all of the strongholds that will keep your heart bruised. The Bible says that you must guard your heart. Thank you so much for listening to this message, and I hope I'll hear from you soon so I can get my book and other CDs in your hands.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future